Hello, my friends. Jacob's here once again, and welcome to a day of miracles. Started off recently, we talked a little bit about the Vatican and how they were going to have their meeting, which was, if you include the end date, it was exactly 40 days from that sign of Jonah eclipse that we talked about, because it hit Nineveh and all those places. 40 days later, and all of a sudden, it seems that the Pope and the Vatican as a whole is concerned about how people are going to handle and classify miracles going forward. How are we going to classify whether or not something is true or whether or not it's a bunch of baloney to be used to manipulate you, to rob you, and to control you? It seems like it's a serious thing. The Vatican made a really big deal out of this. But you know what struck me as odd is that we're entering into a time of miracles, a time that is, you know, we've been talking about for so long, where the world is just completely different. So do you find it strange at all that when we see miraculous things happening again and again and again, especially even on this channel, where we're just operating in faith, that they would lay out new guidelines on how to deal with it? That means that if anything isn't sanctioned or approved, that wouldn't be a work of God. It's just interesting, the timing of things. Because in the scriptures, it talks about this moment where this great army of Joel will rise up. Basically, it's just a group of individuals. Some say it's 144,000, which is written in scripture. But they become like these witnesses in the land. And they can actually, you know, speak on God's behalf. And before them is as the Garden of Eden. And behind them is as a desert wasteland. These are powerful people that the book of Joel speaks about. And all they're really talking about is people of faith. And this is the day that we're in. A day when a lot of people are putting their faith in all of the wrong things, it seems. And all of the wrong people. But there's a lot of weird things happening. Especially if you're new to the channel. And if you are, welcome. Will you do me a favor? Will you hit that like button? Make sure that you share the channel around. Leave me a comment. Say that you're new. And make sure you subscribe and check the bell. Because you can't guarantee that you're going to be notified. Unless, of course, you're approved by the guidelines of the internet as a whole. Just like in the Vatican. There's a lot of big things going on right now. Especially with world leaders. 2024 was a time I said that, you know, if they be corrupt, God reveal it. On the channel, if you're new, I've been operating in faith. Don't know what I'm doing. I just kind of sit there and I see things all messed up and I'm like, let me see if the Lord can operate and do something better. Like I did just a little while ago, like a month and 3 days ago, 13, it's the number of man, or 33. Which was strange, because I did this video before we heard the news about the helicopter going down and the president of Iran and this like top advisor dying in this crash, which everybody was quick to say. Everybody was quick to say, oh, this is going to be the end. This is going to be another World War III. Let me tell you something. Every time people start saying things like this, I come on and I say, hey, instead of the power grid going down, like everybody was saying when the solar flares hit, I put out a little poem, a little hope, a little prayer, and I asked God to answer that prayer. I said, let the northern lights come to me. And the northern lights came to me. My prayer in response to those who cry, beware, beware, six great solar flares, that lights will be a miracle to see. Northern lights come to me. Not a test, you see, but a proof to leave those with hate, fear, and deceit up their sleeve. Northern lights come to me. How cool is that? And guess what? I'm in Long Island. I've never seen the northern lights. Never. Until last night. Still didn't see them. I went to sleep and I fell asleep and that was the end of it. But I got tons of pictures in my neighborhood. The northern lights were out and about. I think it was like around 3 o'clock in the morning or so. Some pictures from like 3:30. It was amazing. People were amazed. That was my prayer. My prayer was not a test, as I wrote. It was a proof. A proof. This is something that happens again and again and again on the channel. And it's happened It's happening like every day. I'm sharing on X. And if you don't know anything about X, it's a social media platform. I'm there. I share a lot there. It's JacobIsrael71. If you want to follow me, let me know. Give me a little at Jacob and I will follow you back. Unless you're a really mean, terrible person. In which case, I can't do that. Until you change. Until you be better. Which is what this world is coming to. Right now, God is saying that if you're corrupt, it's not going to be a good thing for you.
False symmetry between the democratically elected leaders of Israel and the terrorist chieftains. That's like saying after 9/11, well, I'm issuing arrest warrants for George Bush, but also for Bin Laden. Or after in World War II, well, I'm issuing arrest warrants for FDR, but also for Hitler. It's a hit job. It's not serious. He's out to defame Israel. And he's also pouring gasoline on the fires of anti-Semitism that are spreading around the world.
And we see world leaders literally being taken out. And a lot of people are quick to rush, and they're going to say, oh, it was the United States. But we were quick to say, no, it wasn't us.
The United States had no part to play in that crash.
It's hard to trust the government today. Right? With all the things that they've said before and then all of the lies that come out. But if we're people of faith and we do believe in God, as I do, I know that there is going to be course correction, which is what's happening today. So the president is gone. Now here's what's weird. Just a month ago, I was talking about Iran and I was talking about Israel, and it was when Iran attacked Israel and everybody was saying, that's it, we told you so. And I prayed and I said, Lord, maybe we can have a pause, which they ended up doing. And then I said, Lord, if we can't work things out with political means, maybe you rip the leadership away. I said this and it just happened. Seems like people may be thinking, I am not saying what they did is right. God forbid, none of it's right. But what I'm saying is, I see a seed of hope that there's a possibility that perhaps cooler heads can prevail. Maybe if the leaders that are in charge right now can't work out a deal and come to terms using political means, maybe they need to be ripped away. You don't think that God can use other means? For a long time, I was like, that's it. There's no way. People are too corrupt. But now I'm praying and I'm hoping. And I want to get you on board. The reason why I put on this thumbnail, this ends now, is because I want to see an end to all of this nonsense. I want to see an end to it. I want to see something good come out of it. Like as if we were brought to the precipice of something. And then all of a sudden corruption is revealed in these different countries. And then a change of leadership takes place. Is this possible? I think it is. I just think it's going to take some time. And I think the people that aren't going to go along with it aren't going to be too happy. Once again, I didn't know anything. You know, like I want to see the world better. I want to see that Garden of Eden that the book of Joel speaks about. I want to move forward toward a better world. And I know that faith creates. So what do? I pray. What do? I say, Lord, if they be corrupt, take them away. Today, once again, we hear news. Big news. The emperor himself, which I talk about quite a bit. Klaus Schwab, he's stepping down from the head of the World Economic Forum. Ironically enough, exactly, if you include the end date, 33 days ago, I did a video where I talked about, once again, if they be corrupt, Klaus Schwab in particular, and I said, you know, if it's his time to go, he's gonna go very soon until we're just not necessary. And people that are connected to big organizations, you know, like the emperor from Star Wars, Klaus Schwab, this guy, who, by the way, some people, like, he's in the hospital. They don't know what's going on with him. Some people, you know, want to hear bad news about the guy. I say if he's corrupt, you know, we'll hear, you know, we'll hear. It doesn't seem like a lot of their, you know, their ideas are the best. And one of his top guys, Yuval Noel Harari, who I've talked about on the show a lot. He's like, humans, they're just not, You know, we're expendable. Who needs them? Who needs them? Worthless eaters. That's the joke going around. What's the point? What do we need them for? They're going to be useless soon. So, you know, his whole thing.
We see the creation of a new massive class of useless people. As computers become better and better in more fields, there is a distinct possibility that computers will outperform us in most tasks and will make humans redundant. And then the big political and economic question of the 21st century will be, what do we need humans for? What do we need humans for?
And you wonder why. Again and again, there are these weird coincidences. So I start thinking to myself about this Vatican stuff. I'm like, what if this is the day of, like, miracles? What if this is the day when sincere Christians stand up? They said in the end that these signs will follow them. What if this is the day? Why wouldn't the Vatican come out and say, hey, you know, when people start taking notice to all of this interesting coinky-dinky-doo, maybe we should find a way to shut it down. Call them a bunch of charlatans. The irony is, I'm not a church. The irony is, I'm a nobody. I got a meatball hat on. But here's the thing. I want to see a world where things are better. And so I believe and I pray and I'm asking God, I'm like, will you do me a favor? Will you show the world? Will you show the world the Northern Lights? Northern Lights come. Will you show the world, if they be corrupt, will you get rid of them? If they're not going to, they're going to stand in the way of the peace. Now, here's the thing with the Israel and Iran conflict, because everybody's like, what's happening with this? They don't, so many people are already calling for World War III. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. That's my hope. That's my prayer. It's not going to happen. Because I believe that we can change as a people. I believe that the bad people need to go. Why does it have to be all of us that pay the price anymore? So, what do? I pray, and I wait, and I see. Just like yesterday, I shared out a video of Jesus Christ and Pontius Pilate. It was a scene where Pilate is saying, you know, what is truth? They bring Jesus in, and he asks him, he's like, are you the king of the Jews? Because that's what they're saying. And then he's like, are you saying that I am? He's like, do I look like a Jew? So that whole thing goes down. But the thing that everybody talks about in that one scene is where he says, what is truth? Now, here's weird. I did a video a little while ago when Elon Musk came in and he was carrying the sink when he took over Twitter. That was X. And I did a whole video about, you know, what is the truth? It's kind of like Elon is going to offer the world social media, and then, you know, his Vox Populi, Vox Dei, whatever it is in Latin means voice of the people to voice of the God. He's going to wash his hands of whatever you guys want, you're going to get. So that's why I'm here, on here, because I want to lend a voice. I want to lend a voice too, so that it doesn't go down the wrong way. That good is honored and revered, and morality comes and, you know, back into our daily lives. And we're not so burdened with the debt and the crisis and the fear and all of the nonsense that they continue to shove down our throats. So I pray. So I put these little tests out. So I make these bold public statements. And then what do they come true? Biden just gave this terrible, terrible, divisive type of a commencement speech. And it was just so bad. And so many people panned it. I mean, review after review after review saying that this is just a terrible thing. But what he said in the speech was, what is democracy? What is democracy?
What is democracy?
What is democracy? If black men are being killed in the street, what is democracy? The trail of broken promises still leave black communities behind. What is democracy? You have to be 10 times better than anyone else to get a fair shot. Most of all, what does it mean?
And it was this terrible speech, but he was saying it in such a way that it reminded me of Pontius Pilate. What is truth? And the way he was dressed, you look at him, wearing those robes, the maroon robes, a graduation ceremony, and it should be a highlight and a good thing. And he's just polluting everybody's ears with such hate and division, and he's not telling people what could be. He's telling people what is, that the whole world is against them. It's a wrong thing. But the irony is that Gaia and Daniel sent me an ex-DM and said, hey, look at this speech with President Biden. That was after I put out my whole thing with Pilate, what is truth? And then I'm like, I gotta go back, because I bet you I have Biden on that thumbnail about Pontius Pilate. And by golly, I did. And he's wearing the maroon. It's like you look at the two of them. You could put the two of them together. And here, once again, we see. It's almost like God is kind of showing us there's more. Showing us that maybe miracles are real. Showing us that maybe if we just had faith the size of a mustard seed, we could say to this corrupt, terrible world, get going. And next thing you know, you're going to hear about all these people. They're going to be gone. They're going to either step down, they're going to be revealed to be corrupt. I don't know if you noticed. This is something that I've been saying for a long time. It was on that magazine cover. You know, every single year it seemed. 2023 into 2024 was the year of reckoning, and we're here. So, please don't think the worst. Please pray for peace. My newest thing that I put out today has to do with the story of Jacob and Esau. They were two brothers. They became two huge peoples. Some people say that Esau represents the Muslim faith. Some people say that Jacob represents the Jewish faith. I don't see it like that, but in the world, that's the way it's seen. So this is very interesting, because in my life, personally, we would be at the part of the story where Jacob and Esau, they see each other and they make amends. It's almost like Israel, like, offered flocks and offered servants and wanted to appease his brother because he felt like he wronged him. He felt like he did wrong. Kind of like Israel. I cannot say that they're doing right, can you? So maybe it's time for them, now that this leadership seems to be out of the way, maybe it's time for them to see their brother, because that's what we are. We're all connected. And to make amends, to come together, just like Jacob and Esau did. That's the next thing. This is my prayer. This is what I want to see. And this is what I think is coming. A month ago, I pray things aren't going to be worked out with political means. Lord, rip the leadership away. And one side's leadership is completely gone because of this helicopter accident, which, by the way, many early reports are saying that it was a mechanical failure because they did an upgrade and they upgraded it wrong, and it couldn't handle 9 people and it couldn't handle that terrible weather. A lot of reports going around too about the weather and the this and the that. And bottom line is there was very, very bad weather. So all the stuff where if things were missing or things couldn't be found, if anything, that would be to further a story of hate, to keep the two brothers from coming together. To keep that moment from happening. Seems like every day I wake up, there's another miracle that I can share. It's almost like I told you years ago, if you sow your seed, you sow your faith, you plant your heart and your soul and your spirit into the world, like I've been doing on this channel since YouTube began, there's going to be a harvest. And we're in the harvest. A harvest of souls, if you will. We're in this harvest right now, and I'm getting a harvest of all of these videos that I've done over the years. And every day, I'm just more and more encouraged in my faith. So, I hope you are too. Start seeing the world better with me. Ask God for the truth, no matter what the cost. Just pray. I tell everybody all the time, you don't got to go anywhere. And if you come here to Jacob's Well every week, which I hope you do, I hope you smash that like. I hope you made sure that you're subscribed. I hope you tell all your friends. If you come here, I'll give you a little drink by the well. But you're going to thirst again unless you take Christ with you. It's time to ask for more. Teach me the truth no matter what the cost is a shirt for a reason. Which, by the way, if you want to support the channel, go in the links in the description. Click on the link at Teespring and you can just check everything out. You can even get the Buckle Up shirt. And you can all have the best day ever. I love each and every one of you so much. Thank you for being you. And have the best day ever. Bye-bye.